Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Monday Night Rowdy Maglite Racing, and I'm your host, Rowdy Maglite. I hope everybody's had a great Memorial Weekend, and I always remember the reason for our celebration for today is people who are not here today with us and give us the chance to have a free moment in our life here. Our guest today is going to be Frank Giovanni. Frank is going to come on and tell us about his first ARCA start and what's going on in his racing career. And I'd like to welcome Frank into the show.
Good afternoon, Frank.
Going great, man.
Good
How about you,
to you,
sir?
Rowdy.
Well,
going pretty good today. Beautiful Memorial Day, and we're all enjoying it. So it's going really well for me.
Well, you know, it's been a racing weekend, has it not? Sunday, I don't think I went outside about six times, and it was short times in between the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600. That's a whole day of racing right there.
Yeah, it really was. What a great day for the racing community, just be able to watch racing all day from Monaco to Indy and NASCAR at night. So it was a really cool weekend.
Hey, and rain-free. Rain-free. So that there's a double plus. Give us a little rundown about how you got started and how old you was when you started your racing career.
Yeah, sure. I was about 4.5 years old, almost 5 years old when I started racing. I started in quarter midget. My grandfather bought me my first quarter midget at five. We did some practice down in the alley behind his house, and then from there we started racing with the Michigan Midget Quarter Midget Club in Waterford Hills, Michigan. And from there, it's kind of been history, but that's how I got my start.
At 4.5 years old, that's a lot of lap times, a lot of pressure on a 45-year-old, wasn't it, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, there was no pressure back then. It was more just having a great time, hanging out with the friends at the track like it's almost a camping weekend, and then get to do your sport racing Saturday and Sunday throughout the weekend. So no pressure. It was just a great time, and I really enjoyed it.
Where do you call home at, Frank? Where's home at?
I call my hometown is Harrison Township, Michigan. It's about half an hour north of Detroit. It's on the Lake St. Clair there.
So did you do much of your racing at your younger age in the Michigan area?
Yeah, I stayed a lot. Michigan, Ohio, Indiana is where we ran the quarter midget circuit. We went to some places, some grand national events, took us to Hagerstown, Maryland. We went down to Florida, Orlando, Florida, to do some racing. So I've been around, but mostly in the tri-state area here.
Frank, you race a lot at Flat Rock, is that right?
Yeah, that's our normal weekly show that we attend is Flat Rock in Flat Rock, Michigan. And then we also run the ARCA Gold Cup Series right now with the late model. That's held at three different tracks, Toledo Speedway, Toledo, Ohio, the Flat Rock Speedway, Flat Rock, and then also the Sandusky Speedway. So it's a six-race series, and it's all within those three tracks.
Well, then you got a chance to make your first ARCA start. That was at the Menards 200 ARCA Racing Series at Toledo Speedway. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's right. So 21 years in the making. I've been racing 21 years now. So it was a long road, and it really was. I really enjoyed it. I was working with the Hickson Motorsports team. They're out of Tennessee. And I just found out the Tuesday before, actually, they gave me a call and wanted to know if I wanted to drive the equipment for this week. And I said, you know, as long as it's the entire race, I'd be happy to do something like that. And they worked with me on the car all weekend, and it was just a great experience.
Well, that was Hickson Motorsports in the number two Chevrolet, wasn't that correct?
Yep, that's right. That's right, number two.
And you had Crystal Bates as your crew chief.
Yeah, I worked with Crystal really well all weekend. We made a few changes to the car, trying to get a little bit better to my liking. But she did a great job, got me prepared in the car, let me know, make sure I know what was going on. So it was really nice working with her and Wayne.
Well, you finished 20th in there, and you had a little bit of a trouble in the race too, didn't you, Frank?
Yeah, I mean, I was there just primarily to get some experience in these bigger, heavier cars, and we did what we wanted to. We came out to finish the race. We had a couple things set us back, just, you know, some rookie woes. I kind of pushed the car a little hard in the first half. I went through some brakes a little bit early, so we pitted there. We lost a few laps, and then a lead lap car was coming by, and it tried to get low on me there, and I was letting everyone by the outside, just, you know, as the driver's meeting was, so... we got spun around there, but really no damage. We got right back out on the track and kept going.
Well, it's a kind of a transition from over a late model over to an ARCA car, a little heavier car for the ARCA, isn't it, Frank?
Yeah, it's quite a bit heavier. It's about 1,000 pounds when you add the driver. So these ARCA cars, they don't get scaled with the driver, and they're 3,400 pounds. And the super late models that I run on a normal basis are about 2,700 with the driver in it. So all set,
yeah.
It's about 1,000 pounds.
Use a brake a little more or a little less?
Yeah, you got to try to use it a little less and, you know, let them roll to the corner for a little longer. I think that's where I got my biggest lesson this year. I'm used to those lightweight cars. It doesn't take much to stop them, and you can ride them a little bit more. So I think that's where I got my biggest driving lesson for the weekend.
What about the transition over to the tire, general tire? Difference that you was used to?
Yeah, we usually run 35, 45 Hoosiers at Flat Rock, so I've never been on a radio, so that I think was the biggest difference. A little bit less grip, that's a much harder tire, so I didn't think it took too long to get used to it. It didn't really bother me too much. It's just that feel that you got, and then once you figure out how far you can go, you push them to that point.
Up until you strapped into that the two car, that was the first time you'd ever been in an ARCA car.
Yeah, really, that's the first time. No testing, nothing like that. I was just kind of jump in and try to get used to it as quickly as possible.
And finish 20th. It's not a bad finish there, right?
Yeah, not a bad. Like I said, you know, that was my goal, just to finish the race, prove I can be out there, which I think I did that no problem. So. And then it was just keeping the car clean and finishing the race.
Frank, I'm going to bring in a caller, and it's Mark. And Mark has been to over 100 different tracks and has probably seen you race before. So I'm going to bring him in. I know Mark's got a couple of questions for you, Frank, and we're going to go from there.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Rowdy, how are you today?
I'm great. I just want to welcome you into the show, and tonight we've got Frank Giovanni on. Frank's first-time ARCA start, had a great start, flat-top race over at Flat Rock Racing at the track over there. You may have seen him before, but you're on the line with
Very
Frank
tough.
Now.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Doing pretty well tonight. How are you?
Pretty good. I live on the other side of the state from you, and basically I'm in Indiana, but I'm in Michigan quite a bit. And unfortunately, I've only been to Flat Rock once. It was last year for the Joy Fair race, so I probably did see you race there last year.
Yeah, we were at the Joy Fair. We run that race every year, so you probably did. That's a good one to go to. Great racing action when you get the Joy Fair crowd in there.
It is a nice little racetrack. I was very impressed. You go to a lot of different tracks, and, you know, maybe you'll go back, maybe you won't. But Flat Rock was one I'd really like to go back to. I enjoyed the racing. The facility itself, it's just a neat little place.
Yeah, all in all, they keep that place well-maintained, very clean, nice bathrooms to use, free parking, so... They do an excellent job to bring in, you know, the crowd and bring them, come back, make sure that they enjoy themselves so they come back next time.
Well, it's about a three-hour drive for me to get over there from this side of the state, but it's worth it. I may be up there for the Stan Yee Memorial and possibly the ARCA CRA race in August.
Yeah, there you go. Both great events. They put on a great show.
They do, and you're doing pretty good in points. You're just 10 behind the leader over there at Flat Rock. How's your season going at the short track car?
Yeah, it's actually going pretty good. We had a little bit of tough luck that first week that we were there. Kind of gotten a little bit of a tangle during a restart where the line didn't actually go. So other than that, we've had some pretty good luck at Flat Rock. We won the second feature of the season this year, and then we just raced Saturday this weekend, and we ended up with the top five and fourth place finish. So I'm hoping that's going to bump us up to the lead of the points, and then we'll just focus on finishing races and staying clean.
Now, will you be running any the full Gold Cup series? And what about main event or some of the big open comp shows like at Kalamazoo or Berlin or New Paris, Indiana?
Yeah, we're definitely going to run the full Gold Cup schedule. So we'll be at the Sandusky show and the rest of the Toledo shows, including the 200 at the end of the year. But, yeah, we're trying to sneak in a few more events there. I think the Clash is one that we really really enjoy to go, you know, the history of the race and everything. I think it's a good track. I've been there when I raced Legend Cars. Won a feature out there in that series, so I really enjoyed the track. Never been out in the late model, but I'm sure it wouldn't take me too long to catch on there.
Well, Kalamazoo is one of those tracks that you go to and you know you're going to see a good race, no matter what. It's a really neat facility, too.
It is. I really enjoy it. It's one of the nicest tracks around, there's no doubt, and the equipment that they bring out and the fans they bring out is really awesome.
Yeah, the place gets packed for the Clash. It's unbelievable the crowd that they pull in for that.
Yeah, it is really nice. It's a good show, and it's great to see Flat Rock have been there too, especially with the Stanley and Joy Fair. They bring them in. They're really good.
Yep, I want to get out there. I'm going to try to get out there a couple times this year. So we'll see how that goes. It's in the future, and you never know what's going to happen, but. Well, good luck, and I will stop by and see you in the pits if I'm at a race that you're running in. I'm looking forward to it.
Please do, Mark. It was great talking with you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Always great to hear from you. We're going to do a little round table here in a little bit, so just hang on, and we'll bring you back on.
You got it, Rowdy. I'll be here.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I tell you, Frank, Mark and I met at the parking lot at Nashville. I had run back to the vehicle to grab something out of the car, maybe a fresh battery for my phone, and he come pulling up, and we have been really good friends ever since that moment. And, you know, that's a great thing about racing, especially in the ARCA division. You meet a lot of great people, and Mark is one that really loves racing, stock car racing.
Yeah, it's easy to get along with someone that enjoys it as much as you do. I mean, I still have friends from when I was in quarter midgets, and we still talk on a weekly or daily basis. So it is really cool, the people that you meet, and the bonds are pretty strong at the racetrack.
I tell you, the little quarter midgets have really come on lately, haven't they?
Yeah, it's a great series. It really gets you the right experience if you want to go oval track racing. It's pretty safe compared to some other series that are out there. So the roll cage and the seatbelt seems to wear a Hans device. So they've got those cars a lot safer than when we even ran them. So they are a great feeder series, absolutely, to get you know, your learning and taking advantage of that.
And just like you said, they're safe vehicles. I mean, they really are safe. I have a friend who has Colton's 6 years old, and he's racing quarter midgets and really doing well, and his sister's actually racing too. So they had posted up some pictures of this weekend. It looked like they had a great time, all of them together. A great family event for everybody.
That's great. That's awesome. It really brings the family. It's like you're camping, you go out, you stay the night, you're with your friends, they're playing tag or whatever, you know, hide and go seek, and it's really a family environment.
And, you know, I said something about pressure earlier. The pressure is usually put on yourself. It's not that everybody's pushing you to win, but you're pushing yourself to win.
Yeah, everyone in the sport, you know, from the drivers to the crew chiefs to the crew, they're very passionate, and it really is. It's you pushing yourself. You know you can do better, you know, and you get out there and you really grit your teeth and make it happen. So, yeah, you're right on that. It is more self-inflicted, I would say.
I got another caller here, Frank. I think this is Todd. I'm not sure. Is that you, Todd?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Todd. Frank, this is Todd, and Todd's home track is Watkins Glen. And Todd's is a regular caller also. Todd, I'm going to let you have the floor here. You got Todd, you got Frank on the line here.
Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Frank?
Doing pretty well today. Great Memorial Day weekend. Enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. I've been getting my truck all ready, getting ready for Pocono trip.
Very cool.
Now,
Todd, that's Todd. That's your first Pocono trip, correct?
Yes, sir, it is. And, Rowdy, a big thank you has to go out to you and Mr. Don.
Well, you'll get a hook. You just go to everybody's campsite there, and you'll have a great time, Todd. Go ahead with your question for Frank.
Frank, now that you made your debut in the ARC, I know. I kind of heard you say something about you're going to do it again.
I definitely would like to do it again. I don't have anything set up as of right now, but if the opportunity arises, I'd be more than happy to try that again. That was a great time.
All right, because this is my first ARC race to actually go and see and be up close with the ARC. I'm really looking forward to it and meeting some great people. And I do. I follow a lot of different parts of the racing, so it's not just like NASCAR or anything. You know, I try to keep up with a little bit of everybody. So, granted, you've only had one start in the ARCA. What was the biggest transition for you versus what you normally would run?
Yeah, I'll let you know. I mean, based on that, I would say it's the breaking in and the weight of the car. So I've been familiar with Toledo. We've run quite a few races there now, so I'm familiar with the track, so it really gave me a good base to compare on. So I would say it really is the weight. The speed of the car going to the center of the corner is a little different. You got to expect that car to roll over much more than I'm used to. So those are the two biggest things for me.
Well, I appreciate you taking time and answering the question for me, and I'm looking forward to be able to keep up with you and be able to see you progress.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Todd. It was great talking to you, too. And if you want to follow me, I have the Facebook account, Giovanni Racing. I also have a Twitter under Frank Giovanni, at Frank Giovanni. And you can follow my website at frankgiovanni.com as well. So I look forward to you following me around, Todd. I appreciate the call in.
Thanks, Robbie.
Thank you, Bob. Frank, have you raced any dirt?
Yeah, in the Legend cars, we ran a couple dirt tracks, including Crystal Motor Speedway, and one in Summer, Michigan. I can't remember the name of that track right now. But, yeah, we ran a couple dirt tracks, and I did enjoy it. It's a different feel. You got to really trust your car with the back end swinging out there. So I did do that. As well as quarter midgets, we ran at the Dirt Grand Nationals. But by the time it's a week-long event, by the time you get to the A-Main features, the track is pretty much like asphalt. It drives similar. You don't really slide those cars out from the dirt. But those are about a few of my experiences on the dirt.
Well, you know, that's another great thing about the diversity of ARCA's schedule is they have two dirt tracks, you know, one in DeCoin and the other one in Southern Illinois, which I hope to be able this year to go to at least one of them. I hadn't decided which one I'm going to go to, but I've never been to an ARCA race on dirt, and I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, that seems like something that everyone enjoys right now. So the NASCAR, the trucks are back on the dirt, and everyone's loving that show at Eldora, and it seems like the ARCA cars get the same response.
Well, you know, ARCA's with the new composite body, which is they're going to be racing at Pocono this weekend at Nashville. I thought the composite body held up absolutely wonderful. You was able to rub and do a little rubbing and racing and not actually mess the car up on the sides. It would take it. Now, you know, some of the front fenders were kind of damaged, but supposedly they're easy to change out. which is all the reason that they went with it, was the cost of repairing the car. And, you know, the Elmore motor. Frank, we've had 6 races. We've got 6 different winners, 3 rookie winners out of that. I mean, that says a lot right there.
Yeah, it's kind of a leveler of the playing field there. But, yeah, the composite bodies look pretty good. There's quite a few of them at Toledo as well. So they did look good. They held up fairly well, like you said. So pretty cool-looking car, that's for sure.
Well, it updates, you know, it gives the car more of a feel of a car that you can buy on Monday. I mean, I think that's the whole reason behind it. It looks like a car that you could actually go to the showroom and buy something that looked close to it on Monday.
Yep.
And it does.
That's right. Yeah,
well,
you
Frank,
got that right. Absolutely.
It was great having you on tonight. You want to go ahead and throw out your social media sites where everybody can get a hold of you?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Thanks, Roddy, for having me on. I appreciate the callers that called in. And, yeah, like you said, if you want to get a hold of me, I have a website, frankgiovanni.com, as well as my Facebook at Giovanni Racing or my Twitter at @FrankGiovanni_Giovanni. So get a hold of me that way. Shoot me an email. Let me know how you guys are doing. I'll put you on my weekly list. So I put out a newsletter on a weekly basis. So if you just give me your email, I'd be happy to get you on that as well. And, of course, I'd like to thank my sponsors. So Moran Chevrolet, they help us out huge on the car, on the late model car, as well as 4th Street Auto, JV Auto, Gemini Electric, who are on the car this year, as well as Diamond Pistons, Painter Supply & Co. So I really can't do it without them. I want to thank tremendously, as well as Shadowwood's Engines, who build our race engines. So without those guys, we'd never be able to do this.
Well, Frank, they did their stuff. Great justice by putting their company on your car, because you've done them justice right there. Everybody, a lot of people were talking about your performance for a first-time ARCA start, and I'm proud to have you on my show, and just keep me in touch what you got going on, and I welcome you back on here again. You're always welcome.
Thanks, Roddy Mangle. I appreciate it. I'll make sure I post all my updates on your Facebook page so that your fans know how we're doing as well throughout the season. So thanks for having me on. I want to thank, you know, the servicemen and women who have past and present give us this day. So it's been a really enjoyable weekend. So thanks for having me on, guys.
Thank you, Frank. Have a great weekend left.
You too. Bye.
All right, everybody. I'm going to bring Mark back in and Todd. Mark and Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Rowdy.
Thank you, sir.
It's always good to have young drivers come on with a bright future. And Frank's got a bright future.
Well, he seems to be going in the right direction. Although those outlaw late model cars are a lot different than the ARCA cars. They are fun to watch. If you ever get a chance to see them, I highly recommend it. It's some of the best racing you'll ever see.
Well, Todd, what'd you think about the 600 yesterday?
That was one amazing race, and I am so proud of Martin Truex Jr. for getting that win.
Man, that was one fast Toyota yesterday. It's kind of scary when you grab the lead off so quickly, and you know, you're waiting on something to happen the whole race, and he raced pretty much flawless.
It's amazing his car stayed the same throughout all the different conditions that went through yesterday, from day to night, the cooling off, the track conditions. The car just kept going. Nobody could touch him.
Yeah, no matter what happened, the car stayed the same. I mean, I'm like you, Mark. I was waiting on dark for when the track kind of cooled off and
uh-huh.
Honestly, my pick would have been Kevin Harvick, for that race. But
well, that wouldn't have been a bad pick either, Rowdy. You know, geez, the way it's been going, there's a dozen guys out there who can win every week.
Exactly right.
Well, you know, usually in a race like that, you know, your car starts out great, And then usually about halfway through the race, your car changes a lot. And considering considering how much they actually stayed the same, I was really impressed.
Well, you had to be.
Well, you know, Truex, like I said, and it was a well-deserved win. I mean, I always like to see a well-deserved win, and Truex definitely deserved that win.
Yes, he did. It's fun to see somebody besides one of the bigger teams win, and it's amazing what they do as a one-car team. It's phenomenal almost.
Well, I didn't know how that changeover was going to be with a Toyota, but he's adapted real well with it.
They made the right decision, it seems.
You know, and to see his wife's emotional ending, that was really heartfelt.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough for them the past couple years.
Well, they've been through a lot.
They've been
through a lot. And last night, I imagine, took a lot of pain away from what they'd been through.
Yep.
Well, I watched some of the post-race, and I watched some of the shows on TV today and the interviews with him. He had a hard time keeping himself emotionally even keeled. He was pretty emotional in the interviews. It was nice to see.
Well, it's hard not to get emotional knowing what all that couple has been through the last few years.
And knowing all the charity help that they do for the kids besides other people with ovarian cancer, I mean, for me it was kind of really emotional because my sister had cancer, so it was really, really an emotional, exciting race.
Well, what about a rookie at the Indianapolis 500?
Who'd have guessed? Who'd have guessed?
Napa, no.
And the crowd attendance.
I wonder if anybody in Vegas made a wager on that, and I would like to hear what, you know, the odds were of him doing it. And what it paid out. That would just be interesting.
Well, it rolls down to gas on a lot of races.
What is it, Jody?
It was a gas mileage race, no doubt.
Those guys doing over 230 miles an hour. Now, fellas, that's all in the mail right there.
The car control you need, Rowdy, I've attended quite a few races at my home track in Joliet, NASCAR, ARCA, but actually the best races I've ever seen there were the Indy cars, and I kind of wish they'd come back there.
Mark, do you know why they left? Why did they leave?
I'm not sure if it was a safety reason or not. They never had what you'd call one of those terrible wrecks there with them. But they were side by side, nose to tail, at 217 miles an hour because I was using my stopwatch to clock them for the whole race.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't in Texas that they had problems with the drivers that were going so fast they wanted to black out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the G-forces or not, or sponsorship, or whatever the reason. The facility's, I think, perfect for them, as would be Kansas City or Las Vegas. And I think they may still run Las Vegas, so I'm not sure why they don't come back to Chicago.
Well, they filled the seats. I don't know if it was the pomp and ceremony of the 100th race, but over 300,000 in attendance. And there wasn't, when they scanned the crowd, there was no seats available. I mean, it was actually full.
For a change, yes. And it has not been that way. And I'm sure a lot of it had to do with the 100th running. But even on Friday, I don't know if you caught any of the Carburation Days telecast. They had almost 100,000 people there just for Friday for practice.
Just to watch them get ready.
Yes, sir. That's a lot of people. A few Cokes, a few hot dogs you sell. Yeah, that's a good day to have.
Well, you know, it's a shame that they don't have that greatest success at the Brickyard. You know, and it was the very first Brickyard. I don't know what the attendance was, but it was a big crowd. Everybody likes that first time or the ceremonial 50th or 100th race. There's always people that just want to be able to say they were there.
That's a big part of it, Rowdy. But if you've been to Indianapolis, Rowdy?
No, sir, I haven't. No, sir, that's on my bucket list.
Well, yeah, it has to be on everybody who's a race fan, but the thing about Indianapolis Motor Speedway is the sight lines are terrible. It's a facility that, let's face it, it's 100 years old, and you just cannot see the whole track from any seat in the house.
Well, that's one of the biggest drawbacks why I hadn't been in a hurry, Mark, because of that, the exact thing you just said, that there's really poor vision of the track. Of course, you know, I'm going to tell you, these super speedways, if you're not sitting up high, it's a sad vision there. But, you know, if you're out next to the track and they've got the big TVs and then they zoom by you and then you're able to look up and catch them on TV, I mean, I enjoy that. It's like being down in the pits. You don't see the whole race, but at least you're able to see. You can glance up and look and see them on the big screen. And the big screens have really helped. I think it's helped racing, the fans at the track, to be able to see the whole race.
Oh, I agree. Todd, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
You go. You're from the New York area. Do you go to the races at Watkins Glen?
Oh, yes, sir, I do.
Do they have the big screens on the track there?
Yes, they had the big jumbotrons, and I sit in the yard in my lawn chair on the last turn before the straightaway, and right kitty corner across from me, they have one of the big jumbotrons, so you get to see each and every part. And I do look forward to that because, you know, being a road course, you can't see the whole thing. So without those jumbotrons, you wouldn't be able to see a whole lot at all.
So, Todd,
no,
you're that close to the track?
I'm like, I can throw a stone and hit the cars as they go by.
That's close.
That's nice. Well, we have our out here, and that's Road America, and they do the Jumbotrons, too, and the Xfinity Series runs there every August. It's fun. It's different. It's just a lot of fun. It's tailgating at a whole different level, really.
I've never been to a road course, but, you know, and I had at one time, I did not like road courses, but somebody explained the road course to me in a manner that I kind of understood it when they looked at me and go, son, you got to look at it like moonshining back in the old days. They went down them dirt roads, left, right, left, right, left, right, right, left. He says, and they're outrunning the law. That's why you gotta watch the race. And after I looked at it in that perspective, it changed my outlook of road courses, and I'd love to attend the road course.
It's just another venue, and you have a nice newer facility right in your own backyard in Birmingham right now. You know that, don't you?
Oh, they say it is absolutely wonderful. But my problem is, Mark, is they run the week before Talladega, and I'm so busy for that week getting ready, it's hard to take off.
You don't have a chance.
No, and that's the sad part about it is I've got a great venue going on the week before Talladega for the NASCAR event, and you got to choose. It takes me about almost 3 weeks to get ready for that. So I, on, on the week that that runs, I mean, I'm busy. But I'd love to go. They say they have a heck of a motorcycle museum.
That would be neat to see. That, any kind of motorsports museum, they're always fun to go to and check out.
Well, that's something we need to do, Mark. If you come down for Talladega for a race, we need to run on up. Because it's only like less than 30 minutes away. It's probably about 25 minutes away from Talladega.
Well, you're on, Rowdy. I'm going to make you keep your word on that one, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to try to get down there this fall.
Well, they say that track is so fan-friendly like it used to be. They still have a lot of grassy areas where you can sit with your blanket and watch the cars come by. And, you know, that's what won us over on NASCAR was at Talladega, before they built the backstretch that they tore down, you could go back here and sit on that grassy knoll and you could see some of the best racing on that backstretch.
Well, that's a while ago, Rowdy.
Well, that's my son now is 30. In April, he turned 30, and we was out there doing that when he was 12 and 13. 12, 13 years old. And that's now, Mark, that has turned into a great father and son weekend for us twice a year, Talladega.
Well, like I said, I think the last time I was at Dega, Rowdy, would have been late 80s, early 90s. I can't remember off the top of my head. I had a great time, and I need to go back.
And, you know, really, Mark, it hadn't changed a whole lot. I mean, honestly, I mean, they put in some new seating. Instead of having the old chairs like they had, they've got nice, comfortable stadium seating that you fold down and got a little cup holder for your drink. It really is more comfortable.
It sounds great to me, and Todd, have a great time in Pocono. I'm kind of envious. That's one of the tracks I probably would like to get to.
Well, thank you, Mark, and this is going to be my first, as I call it, round track that I will be at. So,
well, you know what? Would we call it a roval? It isn't really a true oval, so I don't know if you could, you know, go to – you're not going to a real round track yet, Todd.
No, they call that the tricky triangle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
Todd, you're in for a real, real treat. I mean, just to get to hang out with some of the people that you're going to get to hang out with, there are a lot of great people there. I've never been to Pocono. That's on my list. You know, I kind of hoped things would be where I could go this year to the spring race and still not wrote it completely out, but it may be August before I get to go.
Well, in August, I am prepping and getting ready for the walk in Glen, so unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make the second one.
Well, you better call in next week and let us all know about the good time you had at Pocono. I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
I will be taking Rowdy some pictures, and Rowdy knows I'm not going to be missing the show.
Oh, me either, Todd. I'm new at his show, but he got me hooked pretty quickly.
And, you know, Todd, I think I've told this on there a couple of times, but Mark and I met just in the parking lot. He'd come pulling up in that neat little Volkswagen van. The van caught my attention right off the bat, and luckily enough, he pulled right up beside me in it, and that actually got we needed something to start a conversation over, but the Volkswagen van started the conversation, and, you know, now here we are led. Was that been April the 12th or so, and we're out doing a radio show tonight. And, you know, that just goes to speak volumes of race fans. Race fans are the best.
They are, Rowdy, and you're not the first one to notice the camper. They're a little bit different. I love her to death. We named her after my grandmother, Josie. She used to love to go to, I take her to the Milwaukee Mile in my old camper. It's years ago. She loved it.
Well, it's pretty cool, Mark, and don't ever get rid of her. Just keep petting her and taking care of her because she's taking care of you. Gives you a little comfort of somewhere to go and take you a little supercharged nap and go back to racing again.
Well, we're not kids anymore, Rowdy. You and I are on the other half of it, unfortunately, or whatever, but it takes me back to my youth a little bit in a more comfortable way.
Well, guys, we got the General Tire 200 at Pocono coming up. You know, it's great to see General Tire jump up here as a sponsor of some of these races, and they do a great job at it. And I want to applaud General Tire for coming on and being part of ARCA, and I think ARCA is going to help General Tire bring them back to the forefront. Both. It's good for ARCA, and it's good for General Tire. That race is going to be Friday afternoon at 5:45, Todd. So, you know, you can't be late. We're going to be able to watch you on Fox 1.
Yep. You know I'm not going to be missing it. You know they have a test for Tuesday?
Yes, I do. A lot of that testing's for that new composite because that new composite body's going to be in the race. Friday afternoon's race is the first super speedway for the composite.
Okay. All right, because I got some friends that are actually right now, they're probably at the track where they're not far from it.
Good for them.
Well, you need to hook up with Turtle there with the NASCAR capping and tailgating. And, you know, they've got a little old group meeting. I know you're already a member, but you need to hook up with them. I think they have a group meeting, I believe, Friday afternoon.
Okay.
And you'll meet Turtle. I think you've already talked to Turtle.
I have.
Yeah. He works with Wayne Peterson. Helps them on their crew.
I will be meeting up with them. Matter of fact, Wayne's bringing me a little special present, so, yep, I will definitely be seeing them.
Well, guys, it's been a great Memorial Day.
Thankful for.
Exactly. A lot of people asked me, was I going to have the show tonight? And, hey, listen, I wouldn't miss it for nothing because without those guys and girls that have laid their life down for us, we couldn't do this tonight.
No, to all the veterans out there and anybody who's served, we've all had family members who've been in the service through the years, and we deserve to thank them. We owe them a lot more than just one day.
Well, yeah, and that's another reason for tonight. You know, they never take a day off. They never took a day off to fight for our freedom. So, you know, that's
no.
Why I come on tonight. And, you know, it's great to have Frank on. It's great to have you come back tonight, Mark and Todd. Not realizing that Todd could hit the cars from his house at Watkins Glen, but that's
we
a nice
can't all
little...
be so blessed, can we?
Thanks.
That's nice.
Well, Mark, I appreciate you calling. Looking forward to next week.
I do. If we got a minute or so, I do have some info I'd like to give you all.
Yes, sir.
NASCAR K&N East ran today in Virginia at Dominion Speedway, and Spencer Davis from Dawsonville, Georgia. Yes, we know who grew up there, and Justin Haley from my own backyard just down south, Indiana, finished 1-2 in a photo finish that was won by inches. They might be entered next week in the Pocono race, but there's a good amount of super late mile drivers that I'm familiar with who will be in the race next week, and I'm looking forward to that. William Byron, Kyle Benjamin, Dalton Sargent, Justin Haley and Chase Briscoe. Looking forward to some big things from all of them. I hope it's a good, safe race. And, Todd, safe travels to and from Pocono.
Thank you, Mark. And if you're on Facebook, you can look me up. I'd love to be friends with you. And looking forward for next week's report.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing about it. And you can always, anybody can always get a hold of me at amracers@msn.com. And that's my email address.
Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I hope to hear from anybody. I'll answer back.
Thanks, Mark. Todd.
You're welcome,
appreciate
Marty.
It, fellas.
I'll give you a shout next week for sure, and I'll talk to you this week. I got to give you a call about possibly Michigan.
Hey, there you go. All right,
Marty, I'll call you later in the week. You all have a great Memorial Day. What's of it?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. All right, Todd, you have any last closing words from you, brother?
No, I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Tim Despain and Susan Despain for having you do this show. It's really awesome. And looking forward to talking to you next week.
Well, you know, I hear people go, oh, I'm jealous you're here and I'm jealous you're there. Different people going to the race. I'm not jealous for you, Todd. I'm just proud that you're getting to go, brother, because you're going to be around a lot of great people, and it's going to put the wow factor in you when you come back on Monday night, and I can't wait to hear from you from it.
And again, thank you very much.
All right, Todd. Can't wait to hear from you next week. All right, everybody. To recap, we got the General Tire 200 at Pocono Raceway. Be on Fox 1 Friday at 5:45. It's going to be a great race. Like Mark said, it's the tricky triangle. I want to thank Frank for coming on. He was a great interview. Todd, again, for being on. Mark, for calling in. It just helps make the show what it is. And, you know, can't wait till Monday night, same time, 6 o'clock. And you know if I'm here, it's going to be rowdy, and I'm rowdy out of here.
Cowboy boots.